Recording.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Good evening. We'll go ahead and convene tonight's meeting, the March 13, 2025 meeting of the Northland County Fire Protection District Board of Directors. For the record, for a roll call, Director Skinner is present, Director Rodriguez is present, and myself, Director Toombs, is present. Absent is Director Murphy and Director Romer. At this time, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will lead tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. We'll now observe a moment of silence. Thank you. Moving on to the agenda, agenda item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Are there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move on to item number three, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of Northland County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approve board minutes. 3C, review of response statistics. I'd like to modify the agenda. I do not see board minutes included in the packet. So the consent agenda will be 3A, review and approval of board agenda, and 3C, review of response statistics.
I make a motion that we approve consent agenda 3A and 3C.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes carry 3 with 2 absent. Okay, moving on to agenda item number 4, discussion and possible action regarding revenue and expenditures. 4A, enterprise fund revenue and expenditures. 4B, general fund revenue and expenditures.
I just had a question on the fire budget as well as the ambulance. Just wanted to make sure that I was looking at the current year to actual is what we've spent and the budget is what we've allocated for. So the two line items that drew my attention were the overtime, which I know that we put into place to kind of reduce that overtime. And the other one was health insurance, and I was wondering if the difference on that is with the new insurance with the IAFF, if it's helping reduce those costs.
100% they're reducing the cost. Okay. Yeah, 100%, both of them.
Okay. Those are the only two questions I have. Thank you.
Any further discussion?
No.
And I'll look for a motion.
Make a motion that we accept the revenue and expenditures for A and 4B.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3 ayes with 2 absent. Agenda item 5, discussion regarding the 2025-2026 budget process and timelines. I put this on the agenda because obviously we are nearing some due dates that's required by NRS for submission of our budget. The first date we have that will be approaching is April 15th when we have to file our tentative budget with the Department of Taxation as outlined in NRS 354.596. Then after we have the tentative budget on May 5th, that will be when we post a public notice of hearing for the tentative budget or for the budget, and our actual final budget is due to the state no later than June 1st. So it during the April meeting, we'll be approving or reviewing and approving the tentative budget that we've been working on. And some of you recall that Chief and I met with Labor back in January. That resulted in a couple of MOUs to help at least mitigate some of the concerns that were noticed based on some of the costs that we could potentially be facing should we have some folks leave the district. That Labor was gracious enough to work with management to ensure that any unplanned departure did not result in bankrupting the budget. So no action was considered for tonight, just making you guys aware of what our timelines are for the tentative budget and the final budget, along with the public notice for reviewing the opportunity to review the budget. Any questions or comments regarding the budget?
Yeah, I have a question. Will we have to host a special meeting before the 5-5, since that's going to be prior to the May meeting to finalize anything or any decisions, or what does that look like?
No, the requirement is May 5th that we will post a notice of the public hearing, and Casey and Josh Foley will post that notice.
Okay.
So that it's it does meet the requirements of the NRS, that it has to be published 14 to 7 days prior to the actual budget at various locations, including published newspapers. So.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Moving forward to item number 6, discussion and action regarding district fire chief's position. I requested this be on the agenda for tonight to receive direction from the board on your desires to proceed for filling the vacant or the fire chief's position. As y'all are aware, Chief Bunn's contract is coming to an end next month. So looking for how you want to proceed, whether you want to completely go with a recruitment or give direction to me to initiate negotiations with the chief and bring back a contract next month, or an option that you would prefer that I'm not thinking of at this time. So
I think that we probably should, in my opinion, we should probably have you revisit with the chief and kind of see what that looks like. At this point, I don't think that we, with given everything that the layoffs and the reduction of staff, I think that it would be contradictory to what we've been doing to look out for hiring a chief, you know, using some resources. So I would say to look and see what we can come up with, and if it's something that Chief Bunn is willing to work with us, and then we can kind of keep guiding the ship the way it is for another 9 months, year. I think you were, have you been here a year?
Next month.
Wow. Time flies.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Can I get a motion there on the process to go forward?
So I would move that Chairman Toombs works with Fire Chief Bunn in an informal negotiation to bring back a proposal for the board to review.
Okay.
For the district fire chief position.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, 3 ayes with 2 absent. We'll be talking. Moving on to agenda item 7, the fire chief's report.
All right. I had the pleasure today of attending the Sierra Front Cooperators meeting in Reno with all of our cooperating agencies, including our California Lake partners. Cal Fire was there, so forth. My main goal attending this meeting was KCKC, State Forester for Nevada Division of Forestry, was presenting how they were going to pay the funds back, the $33 million that they never billed out. Keep a long story short, they don't have the money, and they'll pay us when they can get it. So there's lots of challenges in there, you know, without going into details, but kind of status quo. When they get approval to spend the money, we'll get reimbursements. Quick update on First Do software, all of our shape files are loaded, hydrant layers in there, we're getting close. Our VPN tunnel is completed. We got authorization from Lyon County to purchase our MDCs. And again, we're waiting on Motorola and Lyon County IT to do file transfer testing. Once that's completed, we should be fully up and running. As well as that, the pre-plans are loading, Tim. So everything's on mark for being completed, just a little bit longer than what we desired. Last thing, quick and short, Chairman Toombs and I sat with City Council and the mayor, one City Council member on Monday. They approached us to attempt to start negotiating an agreement for the city to help the fire district out. No details yet. They are going to their counterparts and seeing what they can do for us. We have another meeting coming up, I believe it is the 24th.
24, yeah. 2 weeks from whatever Monday was.
24th. And then last thing, myself, along with Dan Hiles, Captain Snyder, and Captain McCoy, will be traveling out of state beginning April 5th, going to Indianapolis for the Fire Department Instructors Conference. Get some fresh new things out there to bring home here to the island. So, end of report.
Okay. Any questions for the chief?
No questions.
How long is that conference? I know you just said.
6 days.
So you return on?
The 11th or 12th?
Is it
12th? The 12th.
Okay, so that'll be after our April meeting.
Yes, it's on the 10th, right? Would be on the
yes.
10th? Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that here shortly. That and when we got to do that to get that budget done. So, okay. Okay, if there are no other questions, we'll move on to agenda item 8, reports, starting with directors. Director Rodriguez.
I want to say probably the third annual community-wide Easter egg hunt is a go at the out-of-town park on Saturday, April 19th. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We are going to be doing an egg stuffing event. Thanks to our local Walmart, the radio station received nearly 20,000 plastic Easter eggs. Now we're just looking for candy donations to fill those eggs, and we're hoping to stuff those eggs at we're hoping to have enough candy to stuff those eggs. That'll take place on March 29th in the early afternoon at Fernley Intermediate School. Mr. Cooper, the principal, will confirm with me by tomorrow on that. And we are looking for volunteers, adult volunteers, because some of you may remember last year. There were some teenagers who thought it would be funny to throw rocks and empty candies in those eggs. So five of my children and my wife had to go through all of those 17,000 eggs to make sure that no kid was going to get an egg like that for last year's Easter egg hunt. So, adult volunteers will be greatly appreciated. We're looking to start the egg stuffing on that Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, if anyone is interested, they can reach out to me. And if anyone would like to donate candy to our Easter egg hunt, please reach out to me. I can be contacted through Bigasota Radio or my cell phone or, my contact information pretty much all over the place. So, that's all I have to report at this time.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Director Skinner?
I have nothing.
I have nothing as well. Staff? Volunteers?
Dan Harrell's volunteers. Just want to give a big shout out to the Sherpies, especially Wendy, who's been there quite a few times doing coverage for the district, and then Avi Aljabeskis as well. I'm trying to do our best to help you out, Chief. And
you guys are doing great.
Driver, yeah. So on the 29th, we're doing our wildland training to get us ready for the season, so can't put in more tools in the Chief's toolbox.
Local 4547?
Joe Mendoza, local 4547 president. This month we had the most boring union meeting we've ever had in the last 2 years. So,
is that a good
that's
thing?
Good news for all of us. working with the district and working through some things with everybody has been awesome, so we appreciate that relationship. We do have an event coming up, and it's an annual event. And I just erased.
April 2nd.
Is it April 2nd?
Yeah, I forgot that. I was going to mention it and steal your thunder.
Black
but
Bear.
Yeah, so we got Black Bear. Ask,
but I figured I'd wait till.
Right, we got our Black Bear event where we'll be taking over, and the firefighters will be out there serving dinner and collecting tips for the Northern Nevada Cancer Children's Foundation or Children's Cancer Foundation. So we'll appreciate everybody coming out with their families and enjoying that evening with us. Super fun. You don't have to work, but you do have to tip. So.
What time is that?
It's at 4 p.m. to close.
Yeah, 4 to close.
Wednesday, April 2nd.
Yeah.
So you'll see some things out that the Children's Foundation will be sending out to do the media and stuff.
You like guys are serving, but is anybody in the kitchen?
No, they
won't let us
back.
No,
they won't let us back.
But on an apron.
Right. So the only thing they do back there is the dishes. But yeah, that's all we have to report for this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Any saved rounds or alibis that anyone forgot that before we move on? Nope. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 9, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Is there any public comment? Okay, moving on. Before we adjourn, can we nail down the April meeting? So that we've got that on our calendars with chiefs and everyone's off district for training, and with the budget being due, tentative budget being due on April the 15th.
So the meeting is supposed to be on April 10th?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the 10th, but they will not be back in town until the following day.
When do they leave?
6, you said?
We're leaving the 5th. We'll actually be back on the 12th.
Would we be able to push it up to the 3rd? So I'm going out of town on the 4th. I'm going to be gone for a week and a half.
And when you get back?
I'll be gone until 14th or 15th.
Okay.
We might have some challenges in there. Casey, is that going to be doable for your schedule? The 3rd?
I won't be here, but I can be remote.
Okay.
Hey, April 3rd then?
That's cool.
Okay, April 3rd.
Is that the whole April meeting, or are you just doing the budget?
I think we should do the whole meeting.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I don't put something on it.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
I mean, there's...
Yeah, I agree too.
Because I've got the one issue that I got to bring back. We have 2 less weeks now.
Well, I see nothing on the radar that I'm going to have agenda interruptions. So.
Yeah, unless our meeting on a week from Monday yields better progress than we think.
I'm going to go with what I just said.
Yeah, I concur. Okay, April 3rd it is. Okay, moving to agenda item number 10, adjournment. That was quick. I think that's probably the quickest one we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't boring.
I'm not touching it.